You're a scientist who spent the last few years studying brain abilities and building a machine that can upload any data into a human mind. Want to become a lawyer? Upload all the law knowledge into your brain. Need to learn a new language? Just put on a special headset that connects to your mind and downloads all the necessary information through the computer. Usually, you lose consciousness for a couple of minutes while the information is being uploaded. Then, you might feel tired for several hours, since your brain needs some time to adapt to new data. But now, you've decided to download much more than one profession. You want to upload an electronic library with millions of books to become the smartest person in the world. You put on a headset, start the program, but forget one simple important thing. Uh-oh. The brain must process any information before you start actually using it. While sleeping, the human brain analyzes and processes all the information received during the day. Well, you start the machine and fall into an endless black abyss. You're climbing an incredibly high mountain. You don't remember how you got here or how long you've been doing this. All you know is that you have to get to the top. You pass through the clouds, the blue sky is replaced with black space. The top is higher than the ISS. You look at the mountain and see that it's not just a rock, but books. You climb an infinitely huge stack of books. Chemical formulas, fish, huge octopuses, tables with mathematical formulas flying around. You stop gripping, but don't fall. You float in space and fly to the top. Ooh, there's a shining light. You're getting closer and closer. Something happens, and you fall down at a great speed. Someone is pulling you to the ground. You come back to consciousness, slightly annoyed because such a beautiful dream ended. You wake up, but don't see or remember anything. In the dark, there are flashes of light, and you realize that your eyes are closed. You make an incredible effort and finally open them. You don't know where you are, and your brain is slowly uploading information about your surroundings. You want to get out of bed and understand what's happening, but can't. Your muscles just won't flex. You can't turn your neck. Every movement is hard and your mouth is dry. The eyes are closing since the eyelids are hard to keep open. You want to call for help, but you can't scream. Your vocal cords are too weak and your jaw muscles don't allow you to open your mouth wide. Your friend comes into the room and tells you not to worry. She says you've been asleep for a month. And that's what's been happening with your brain and body all this time. Our dream consists of two parts. Not rapid eye movement, NREM, and rapid eye movement, REM. NREM sleep is the deepest sleep stage and consists of several parts. It's called so because our eyes don't move during this time. The brain's activity decreases and the mind rests. They say during NREM sleep, our subconscious mind turns on. It analyzes all the experiences you've had during the day. Then, the brain begins to slowly come out of the deep stage to the REM phase. Your eyes move quickly behind your eyelids, and you can see vivid dreams. The last two phases last about an hour and a half to 2 hours and change each other several times in one night. The NREM phase lasts most of this time, and the REM lasts 15 to 30 minutes. If your body gets enough sleep, you wake up right after the REM phase. If you need more rest, then you return to the deep phase after the REM phase. On average, a person goes through 3 to 4 phases per night. You've had more than 350 of these stages over the last month. The REM phase is important because it receives all the information from the subconscious and processes it. As a result, we see dreams. You may think the whole dream is meaningless, but it's connected with events and sensations we've experienced over the day. When you uploaded the library with a million books into your mind, it took much longer to process such an amount of information than a usual 8-hour sleep. You remember only a small part of your dream, and your consciousness doesn't feel that a whole month has passed. The whole processing of the downloaded knowledge was hidden from you by the subconscious mind, but you saw a little part. You dreamed you were climbing a peak that symbolized knowledge. This was your last REM phase in this dream. That's why you remember it so well. The level of your erudition is incredible now. But what's the point if you're completely helpless right now? Your physical body has been through an ordeal this month. During the first few days of sleep, your body doesn't change much. Your brain, knowing that you're asleep, produces a special hormone that causes the body not to produce, well, you don't want to go to the toilet. Also, during sleep, your body cools down slightly and your muscles relax completely. Without physical exertion, muscle fibers become weaker and smaller. You lose 1 to 5% of your muscle mass every day. Blood circulation is disrupted, muscles don't receive nutrition, and weaken so much that they completely turn off. After a month, they become like a thin layer of jelly. This applies not only to your arms and legs. Your face can't express emotions, and you can't open your eyes. A couple of days after falling asleep, the body begins to experience severe dehydration. After a week, a large percentage of the fluid in your body disappears. Moisture is extracted from skin tissues, fat, and muscles to maintain the overall health. To conserve moisture and the body's energy, your body cools down. After a couple of weeks, you're not much warmer than a can of soda from the fridge. A month later, you're more like a large chunk of ice. Every day, fewer and fewer vitamins and nutrients are distributed throughout your body. Imagine the bloodstream is a broad highway with thousands of cars, where each car is some element necessary for the organism's functioning. Every day, the number of cars decreases, their speed getting slower. After a month, the road is almost empty. The metabolism is stopped. All your organs except your heart and lungs almost stop working because there's no need to. The kidneys don't filter the incoming moisture. The liver doesn't control the metabolism because no substances enter the body anymore. The lack of vitamins and nutrients makes your bones as brittle as glass. The brain also lacks nutrition. It continues to gain new knowledge, but its reaction speed and analytical abilities decrease. Almost all the remaining resources are directed to provide the brain with energy, but this is still not enough. After waking up, you may not understand for a long time where you are, who you are, and what's happening. The TV is turned on in front of you, and it will take you several seconds to realize it. Your heart rate is reduced several times. The heart isn't working at full strength. You breathe so slowly and so weakly that even a fly flying past your nose can hardly feel the breath. Your body now is like a laptop with a low battery level. The energy is only enough to show the image the computer needs charging. You would be both the smartest and most helpless person in the world. Fortunately, this didn't happen to you, because all this time, you were helped by your friend. She fed you through a tube, gave you a complex of vitamins. Your body was covered with a blanket that creates electrical impulses, not too powerful to hurt you, but capable of making your muscles contract. You were in good shape while sleeping. Of course, this is not enough to wake up and feel as good as new. In the first few minutes, it's still difficult for you to move, but after an hour, you get out of bed. In the next few weeks, you restore your nutrition, exercise to tone your muscles, meditate, and do intellectual tasks to relieve your brain stress and restore your nervous system. New knowledge doesn't come immediately. It comes in waves every day. Today, you know all the works of avant-garde writers, and tomorrow, you understand the latest achievements in the field of neural surgery. With this knowledge, you decide to start studying sleep. You like the dream of climbing the mountain so much that you're about to create a device that can record your dreams. Your plan is to create a simple algorithm so that these dreams can be played on a computer screen once you wake up.